only in Orif, that in Bezdin, then we say you do not need a Kenyan. Then we say the Orif is really Goma Umishabed Nashoy. That Rashbam says, Tabi Hanor, the Kamehem Mulei Bezdin, with this Hanor, the enjoyment that he has, that Bezdin trusts him, that he's going to be a guarantee, he'll be the Orif, Goma Umishabed Nashoy. Here is Mishabed himself. But if you're not in Bezdin by regular Orif, even though he's there at the time when you lend the money, boy Kenyan. That's what Rav Nachman says. So it comes out that Shmuel holds not like Rav Nachman. And the Gemara says, "V'hilchasa, what's the maskana? What's the real halacha? That orev bishas matin moyes leibroi kinyan. Even though you're not in Bezdin, a regular orev, but if the orev is there at the time when the malv is giving out the money, so in other words, the malv is only giving the money to the leiver because there's an orev here saying he guarantees to pay back. So we had the Gemara before. Bihanor, since the Orev has this enjoyment, that because of him, the Mal was giving the money, he means to be Mishabed himself, even without a Kenyan. That's the Locha. That Orev, Bishas, Mat, and Moyes, if he's there at the time, when they're giving over the money, Loi Boi Kenyan. The Orev does not need a Kenyan to be Mishabed himself. But Acha, Mat, and Moyes, after the Mal already made the loan, gave the money to the Leiva, now someone comes by and says, he'll be an Orev, he guarantees, Halacha is boy kinyan. He has to make a kinyan to be mishabed himself. Otherwise, it's only dvorim b'yalmus, like an asmachta, and it's like kanya. But orev the bezdin, let's say after the money was given over, now you come to bezdin, and in bezdin you claim that you're going to be a guarantee, you'll be an orev, and bezdin believes you. In such a case, orev the bezdin le boy kinyan. Here you do not have to have a kinyan. Like the story is why to behi hanor with this enjoyment. To Nehemilay, that Bezdin believes you, Bezdin trusts what you're saying, Gomer Mishabedlay, the Orav himself is Mishabed himself, that it really means to the Mishabed he has to pay back, and therefore in case the Leiva has no money, the Malva would have a right to come to the Orav and to collect our korporan from his B'nei Chayrin.
We always know there's this mitzvah, you know, Shoytim, Titim, Bechol Shirecho, he's supposed to put Shoytim around. Really, there are three different types of bezdins. There's the Prashid Bezdin of three, the Veka Paskin Din Imamnis. Then there's the Bezdin of 23, Veka Paskin Biga Halach is about Mitzvah. And then there's the Sanhedrin. What's the Sanhedrin Gebela? That's Machlekes, if it's 71 or 70. And they Paskin other special halachas. We'll soon see in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off. Din Imamnis, stamp to Paskin halachas about money matters, about Malva Valoyvi, if I owe you money, I don't owe you money. Shlesha. It's enough to have three people. That's a bezdin of shlesha. That's enough for the nimamnis. Gizelus, what about afraid somebody stole something? Or else he's a kofer b'pikadon. Or else the chavolis. If a person hits somebody and he has to pay back, hey devorim, the chamisha devorim, that an odom amatik is chayiv. So also b'shlesha, it's enough to go to a bezdin of three people. They could pass him if you chayiv and how much you have to pay. Nezek v'chati nezek. When Yeshua does damage, whether it's a tam or a mu'id, a tam pays chati nezik, a mu'id pays nezik shalom, or else tashlume kefil, if somebody stole something, he's a ganef, when we catch him, he has to pay back twice amount, for tashlume abo b'chamisha, after you made a geneva on a shor, you either sold it, or else you made a shchita, so you chayev dal v'he, you have to pay back four and five, whether it's a shor or a seh. So these halachos also b'shleisha. It's enough for a bezdin of three people to pass to in Dishagas. In the Gemara, we learn out from Sukkim all these halachas. How do we know three is enough? Ha'inis, if a man is ma'anis absula, but the Pesach says you have to pay chamishim shkolim to the father, or else via mafata, you talk her into it, also you have to pay 50 shkolim. Via moitzi shemra, or else you have, you married a wife, and your moitzi shemra, you said bad about it, you said that you didn't find besulim, and therefore if it's true, and if it's not true what you said, that you were Moitzi Shemra, you put out a bad name about your wife, you have to pay 100 shkolim. So in such halach is b'shleisha. Give it Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, in all these cases, it's enough just to have a bezin of three. The Chachamim Maim Lechom say though, by Moitzi Shemra, in a case where you're saying about your wife, that the first time you live with her, you did not find the sulim. So in other words, you're saying that your wife really is high as Misa. You're saying your wife lived with another man, after the Kedushin, because the Gemara's time used to make Kedushin now, and the first maiden of Friyan could be a year later. Then between this time, if she would live with another man, she's chayiv misa. So you're complaining now that your wife lived with another man. So if it's true what you're saying, you want to be mechayiv misa. And therefore, Chacham say, by Moshe Shema, b'yesu m'shleisha, you have to have a bezin of 23 to pass in the shayla. Even though on the tzad we find out that you're lying, the Torah says we give you a malchus and you have to pay back money, still, three is not enough for that. Because since it's possible we find out it's true what the husband is saying, that his wife really lived with another man in between, so then we'll be mechayiv askila. If so, you have to have a bezin of 23. Malchus, let's say Adam comes and says someone did a lav, he deserves to have get malchus. Bishloisha, it's enough to have a dozen of three, they could pass him to give malchus. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar no, b'yeschu mishloisha. He holds you have to have 23. Gemara comes out from Sukkim, that he holds malchus and misa, shava, they both need a dozen of 23. Ibra Chodesh, question is that we should make Ibra Chodesh. More explains, I think one pshat is it means mamish to make when we make Rosh Chodesh. When is Bezdin Kaveh the Rosh Chodesh? Bishleisha, it's enough just to a Bezdin of three, they can pass in when Rosh Chodesh is. Iber Hashanah, you have to one year another month into the year to make an Iber Yor. So then Bishleisha Diver Rimeh, it's enough to have through a Bezdin of three, they can pass the nice whether this year has to have an extra month or not. Rabbi Shimon Madam Yeloi Mer, Bishleisha Maskilim. We start off with three. In other words, three people, three dayanim, sit down to start passing whether this year has to have an extra month or not. If all three say yes, that's enough. They can make it an extra month. Let's say one says no and two says yes. Then the law is over chamisha neisim neisim. They have to bring another two involved and continue the discussion. For goyim b'sheva, and then in order to make a maskana, you have to have seven of them. Then we give the Iba Yor, then we give the extra month. But the Imgomru Begimel Muberis, let's say at the beginning when they first start to sit down with three, right away all three agreed that they should make an extra month to the year, so that's enough. You don't have to go further, it's enough to make the extra month in the year just for the bezin of three. And the Gemara will learn all these things out. We'll learn out exactly what's this business of five and then seven. We'll learn out in the Gemara what the time is. Simichas, certain kabbalas, you have to have a smicha of the zakenim by a korban tzibur. They have to make smicha, put their hands on the korban, or smicha zakenim, when the zakenim have to do it, or else the arefas eglom, and we find somebody was killed outside the city, and we have to measure to know which is the closest city, which city has to bring the egla rufa. The lachra is b'shloisha, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So that's a bezin of three, they could go and measure out to see where we found the mace, to next to which city is he, to know where, which city has to bring the Egla Rufa. Rabbi Yehudu, why remember Chamisha? No, you have to have five. It's not enough three, you have to have five. For the Pasha of Egla Rufa, Smicha, you have to have five. Also, we'll see in the Gemara why you need five. HaChalitza, the case of the Yavama, where they don't want to make the Mitzvah, they want to give Chalitza, or else we have Miyunun, where a Ketana was married off, not by a father, and now she has a right to say goodbye to her husband, just by being mean without a get, that's b'shloisha. She goes in front of a bezin of three and says she doesn't want a husband anymore, that's enough, she doesn't need a get. Neti revai, or maise sheni, neti revai is the parish that grows the fourth year. The lacha was that the first 3 years it's ola. The fourth year it's neti revai, that those parish either you bring up to you shlaim and eat it there, or else you can be paid it onto money. So you have to know how much the parish are worth to value them, to know how much money to be paid to them. Or else a maise sheni. Or else if you have maise sheni, also you don't want to take it up to Yerushalayim, so you want to redeem it into money. Shein damadiv, you're not sure exactly how much money it's worth. So you have to go to Bezdin, they have to tell you how much money it's worth. So such a lack of b'shloisha. There's enough of Bezdin of three, they have the right to value how much the payrus are worth, the maise sheni and the neter ravai. If you want to change it over into money, they'll tell you how much it's worth and how much money you use to redeem it. Somebody has makdish something, and then he wants to be paid to it to know how much money, also it's enough for three dayanim to pass on how much it's worth. Somebody is also erthiolai, I want to give the value of this to Hegdish, we ask them how much it's worth. So if it's a question of metaltlim, how much this metaltlim, a movable thing, is worth, it's enough three dayanim to tell you how much it's worth.
one of these three dayanim has to be a kayin by erchin. So you have kakoyis. Let's say it's a question, you said erch yolah, you want to be marach the value of this karka to give the value of it to hegdish. So we have to know how much the value of the karka is. Then tisha b'kayin. You have to have a bezin of 10 people, and one of them has to be a kayin. The yodim kiyotzeven. If somebody says erch yolah, like I want to give the erch, how much this person is worth. So we have to value how much a person is worth. Also, you need a bezin of 10, 9 of them, and then one has to be a kayin. Now, deep in the fashas, the bez never wants to sit down to paskin if somebody's chayiv mifil or not, then the yesra mishloisha. You have to have a bez in the 23.